Je ne suis pas une sainte. I am not a saint. This sentence is in the negative form, and uses the present tense of the verb être. To be. Breakdown. J. Je. I. Subject pronoun. Ni. Ne. Negative particle, part of the negative construction, su is. Si. Present tense conjugation of être for the pronoun j pas. Pa. Negative particle, part of the negative construction, une. Une. Indefinite article, feminine singular saint. Saint. Saint, feminine singular. The negative construction in French is formed by placing ni before the verb, and pas after the verb. Je ne suis pas mort. I am not dead. The sentence uses the negative construction with ni, pas. Ne is used to negate the verb, and pa is placed after the verb. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être. To be, in the present tense. Mort is the feminine past participle of the verb mourir. To die. It is used as an adjective in this sentence, describing the subject. Je ne suis pas mort. I am not dead. The sentence structure is very simple. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negation, not. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be, in the first person singular. Pas is an adverb meaning not. Mort is the past participle of the verb mourir. To die. The sentence is a negative statement, using the negation ne pas, which is a common construction in French. The past participle mort is used in this context to describe the state of being dead. Je ne suis pas sourd. I am not deaf. Breakdown. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I. Ne. This is a negative particle, meaning not. Suis. This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be. Pas. This is another negative particle, which further emphasizes the negation. Sourd. This is an adjective meaning deaf. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses double negation with ne and pa to emphasize the meaning. Present tense. The verb être is in the present tense, indicating a current state. Subject-verb agreement. The verb suis agrees with the subject. Je in both person and number. Je ne suis pas sourd. I am not deaf. The sentence structure is straightforward. Je I, this is the subject pronoun. Ne. Not, this is a negation used before the verb. Suis. Am, this is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Être. To be. Pas. Not, this is another negation, often used after the verb in negative sentences. Sourd. Deaf, this is an adjective describing the subject. The sentence uses a common French grammatical construction for negative sentences. Ne. Pas. Which directly translates to, not. Je n'ai pas fini. I have not finished. This sentence uses the ne negation, which is used with verbs in the passé composé. Past perfect tense. The verb finir is conjugated in the passé composé tense with the auxiliary verb avoir, which means to have, and the past participle fini. This structure reflects the English past participle finished. Je n'ai pas terminé. I have not finished. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Ne. This is the negative conjugation of the verb, avoir, to have, in the present tense. N is the negative particle, and E is the first person singular conjugation of avoir. Pas. This is the negative adverb, not. Terminé. This is the past participle of the verb, terminer, to finish. It's used here as an adjective modifying the object that is being finished, which is implied to be the task or activity at hand. Key concepts. Negative conjugation. French uses the negative particle, ni, before the verb, and pas, after the verb to express negation. Past participle. Past participles often function as adjectives in French, describing a noun or pronoun. Implied object. The object of the sentence, the task, is not explicitly stated, but is understood from the context. Je n'en ai pas terminé. I have not finished. G. Je. Is the subject pronoun, I. N. N. Is the negation of the verb, avoir, in this context. N. R. Is a pronoun that stands in for a previously mentioned noun. It means, of it, or, some of it, and refers to the object that was previously mentioned. A.I. A. Is the first person singular form of the present tense of the verb, avoir, to have, but is contracted to, N.I., when negated. Termine. Terminé. Is the past participle of the verb, terminer, to finish. It agrees in gender and number with the object of the verb, but is not used in the present tense. This sentence is using a structure called the passé composé in French. This is a common way to form a past tense in French. It consists of the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, conjugated in the present tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Je ne suis pas abruti. I am not stupid. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Ne. This is the negation word, not. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, conjugated for the first person singular. Pas. This is another negation word, often used in combination with ni, for emphasis. Abruti. This is the feminine form of the adjective abruti, which means stupid or dull. Key concepts. Negation. French negation is expressed with the words ne and pas. These words must be placed around the verb. Agreement. Adjectives in French must agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this case, abruti is feminine because it describes je, which is feminine. Je ne suis pas mauvais. I am not bad. This sentence uses the negative construction in French, which is formed with ni before the verb and pas after it. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negative particle. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être, to to be in the present tense. Pa is the negative adverb. Mauvais is the adjective, bad, in the masculine singular form. The sentence literally translates to, I not am bad. However, in English, we use the contracted form, not, instead of, ni, pas. Je ne suis pas ici. I am not here. This sentence uses the négation. Negation, ni, pas, which is used to make a sentence negative in French. The verb, être. Être. To be, is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, which is, suis. Suis. The adverb, ici. Ici. Here, indicates location. Je ne suis pas là. I am not here. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Ne. This is the negative particle, not. It is used to form negative sentences. Suis. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular. So it's, I am, in this sentence. Pas. This is an adverb meaning, not, and emphasizes the negation. Là. This is an adverb meaning, there, or, here. In this sentence, it means, here, since the speaker is not present. Va te faire voir. This phrase is a very informal and rude way of telling someone to go away or get lost. Literal translation. Go see yourself. Breakdown. Va is the imperative form of the verb. Aller. To go. In this case, it is conjugated in the second person singular, meaning, you, informal. De is the direct object pronoun for, you, referring to the person being addressed. Faire is the verb, to do, or, to make. Voir is the verb, to see. Key concepts. Imperative. This is a command form of the verb, used to tell someone to do something. Direct object pronoun, the pronoun. De represents the person being addressed, and functions as the direct object of the verb. Voir. Meaning, this phrase is an aggressive and impolite way of telling someone to leave or go away. It is generally considered vulgar, and should be avoided in formal, or polite settings. Je ne suis pas chez moi. I am not at home. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negation, meaning, not. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb. Être. To be, third person singular form. Pas is an adverb meaning, not. Chez means, at the home of. It is a preposition. Moi is the object pronoun, meaning, me. It is used here to emphasize that the speaker is not at their own home. Key concepts. Negation. Ne. Pas is the most common way to negate verbs in French. Prepositions are essential to understanding the relationships between words in a sentence. Here, chez tells us the location. Object pronoun, the object pronoun. Moi emphasizes the speaker's location. Je ne suis pas à la maison. I am not at home. This sentence uses the négation. Negation, in French. Le, ne, before the verb. Suis. To be, indicates that the action is not happening. Je, is the subject pronoun, I. Suis, is the first person singular form of the verb. Et. To be. Pa. Is the negative adverb, meaning, not. A. Is the preposition, at, or, to. La maison. Is the definite article. La. The, plus the noun. Maison. House. Je ne suis pas blessé. I am not injured. This sentence uses the ne pas construction, which is a common way to express negation in French. Ne is the negative particle, and pas is the negative adverb. These are often used together, but sometimes pas may be replaced with other adverbs, such as jamais, never, or plus, no longer. The verb suis is the first person singular form of the verb être. To be, the past participle. Blessé agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je. I. Je ne suis pas blessé. I am not hurt. The sentence. Je ne suis pas blessé uses the negative construction with ne and pas. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Suis is the first person singular conjugation of the verb être, meaning to be. Blessé is the feminine past participle of the verb blessé, meaning to hurt or to injure. Je ne suis pas paresseux. I am not lazy. This sentence uses the negative construction ni pas in French, which is equivalent to not in English. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negative particle, necessary for forming the negation. It's like saying, not, in English. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense. Pas is the negative adverb, meaning, not. It's the second part of the negative construction. Paresseux is the adjective, lazy. Therefore, the sentence literally translates to, I not am lazy, which is grammatically correct in French, but in English, we would say, I am not lazy. Je ne suis pas perdu. I am not lost. This sentence uses the negation ni, pas, which is the most common way to negate a verb in French. The literal translation would be, I not am lost. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negative particle. Suis is the first person singular present tense form of the verb. Être. To be. Pas is the negative adverb, not. Perdu is the past participle of the verb. Perdre. To lose, used as an adjective here. Je ne suis pas méchant. I am not mean. The sentence. Je ne suis pas méchant is in the negative form. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Ne is the negative particle. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the present tense. Pas is an adverb meaning not. Méchant is an adjective meaning mean. Je ne suis pas méchant. I am not mean. This sentence is a simple negation using the negative pronoun ne before the verb. sleep. This is a conjugation of the verb être. To be, in the present tense, first person singular. Pas is a negative adverb that further emphasizes the negation. Méchant is the feminine form of the adjective. Méchant. Mean. Je ne suis pas riche. I am not rich. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. Ne. This is the negation particle, not. It is used with the verb, to is, to form the negative. Suis. This is the first person singular form of the verb, être, to be, in the present tense. It agrees with the subject, je. Pas. This is an adverb that strengthens the negation. Riche. This is an adjective meaning, rich. It modifies the subject, je. Je ne suis pas en sécurité. I am not safe. This sentence uses the ne pas construction, which is the standard way to negate verbs in French. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is a negative particle that precedes the verb in negation. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être. To be, in the present tense. Pas is the negative particle that follows the verb. En is a preposition that means, in, or, at. Sécurité is a noun that means, safety. The sentence literally translates to, I am not in safety, but the more natural English translation is, I am not safe. Je n'en suis pas certain. I'm not sure about that. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. N is the negation, not. En is a pronoun that replaces a previously mentioned noun. It functions as a placeholder for the thing being discussed. Suis is the verb, to be, in the first person singular present tense. Pas is the negative adverb, not. Certain is the adjective, certain. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negative construction. Ne. Pas. To express uncertainty. Pronoun substitution. The pronoun. Or replaces the noun that is being discussed. It makes the sentence more concise, and avoids repetition. Je n'en suis pas certain. I'm not sure about that. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I. N. This is the negation, not, which is used with the verb, être. To be, in the negative form. Or this is the pronoun, it, which is used here to refer to something that was previously mentioned. Suis. This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular. Pas. This is the negative adverb, not, which is used with, certain, to form the negative adjective, uncertain. Certain. This is the feminine singular form of the adjective, certain, sure. Key concepts. Negation. The sentence uses the negation, not, with the verb, être, to be, to express uncertainty. Pronoun, n. The pronoun, n, is used to refer to something that was previously mentioned, making it a more concise way to express the meaning. Agreement. The adjective, certain, agrees in gender and number with the subject, g, I. Je ne suis pas grand. I am not tall. This sentence uses the negative form of the verb être. To be, in the present tense. ne pas. Je is the subject pronoun for I. Ne is the negative particle. Sli is the first person singular form of être in the present tense. Pas is the negative adverb. Pas is the adjective meaning tall. The sentence literally translates to I am not tall. Je ne suis pas grand. I am not tall. This sentence uses the negation ni pas with the verb être. Être. In the negative form, ni tu is pas. The adjective grand. Grand. Agrees in gender with the subject ji. Je. Which is feminine. Je ne suis pas laid. I am not ugly. This sentence is a simple negation using the verb être. To be, in the negative form. Ne. Pas. Not. Je. Is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Ne. Pas. Is the negation, meaning not. Si. Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être. Meaning am. Led. Is the adjective meaning ugly. Therefore, the full sentence translates to I am not ugly. Je ne suis pas laid. I am not ugly. The sentence uses the negation ni pas, which means not. The verb su is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être, which means to be. The adjective laid means ugly. The sentence is in the negative form. Je means I. Ne means not. Si is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être, which means to be. Pa means not. Led means ugly. Je ne vais pas bien. I am not feeling well. This sentence uses the ne pas construction, which negates the verb aller. Aller means to go, but is used here with the meaning to be, in the sense of how one feels. Bien means well, and is an adverb. Je suis obéissant. I am obedient. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Suis is the first person singular form of the present tense of the verb être. To be. Obéissant is an adjective meaning obedient. It uses the standard subject-verb adjective structure of French sentences. Je ne suis pas en service. I am not on duty. This sentence uses the ne pas structure, which is the standard way to negate verbs in French. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne pas is the negative construction, which literally translates to not, not, but functions as not in English. Si is the present tense form of the verb être. To be, conjugated for the first person singular. En service is a prepositional phrase meaning on duty. Je ne suis pas en service. I am not on duty. The sentence uses the negative construction with ne pas, which means not. Être is the verb to be, and is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. or service is a common phrase meaning on duty or working. Je suis offensé. I am offended. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the je form of the verb être, to be, which is si, the past participle of the verb offensé. To offend is offensé, which is used as an adjective here to describe the subject. Je suis offensé. I am offended. This sentence uses the verb être, to be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular, the past participle offensé. Offended acts as an adjective in this sentence, describing the subject. Je suis indigné. I am outraged. Breakdown. This is the pronoun I in the subject form. This is the present tense of the verb to be, conjugated in the first person singular, meaning I am. Indigné. This is the past participle of the verb indigne, meaning to outrage or to be indignant. In this case, it functions as an adjective describing the state of being outraged. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb agrees with the subject. Je. In both number, singular, and person, first person. Past participle used as adjective. The past participle indigné is used as an adjective to describe the subject, I. Simple sentence structure. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence with a subject, je, and a predicate. Suis indigné. Je suis indigné. I am outraged. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être, to be, the subject pronoun. Je. I agrees with the verb. Am in the singular form. Indigné is the past participle of the verb indigné, to outrage. It acts as an adjective describing the subject, I. The past participle is used in this case to form the past participle adjective. J'en suis certain. I'm certain of it. This sentence uses the pronoun en, which means of it or about it, and is used to avoid repeating a noun that was previously mentioned. In this case, the pronoun en refers to something that was mentioned before the sentence, such as a fact or an opinion. Si is the first person singular form of the verb être, to be. Certain means certain. J'en suis sûr. I am sure of it. The sentence j'en suis sûr is composed of the following. J is the contraction of the personal pronoun je, I, and the verb suis. Am or is a pronoun, here referring to something previously mentioned or understood from context. Sûr is an adjective meaning sure. This sentence is a common French expression meaning I am sure of it. The pronoun or acts as a placeholder for the object of certainty, which may be implied or already mentioned in the conversation. J'en suis sûr. I am sure of it. This sentence utilizes a common French construction involving the pronoun en. En. is a pronoun that can stand in for a noun phrase, often replacing a previously mentioned noun, or a noun that is understood from the context. Here, it replaces the noun phrase, that it is true. See. Is the first person singular form of the verb. Et. To be. Sûr. Is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Sûr. Sure. The literal translation of the phrase is, I am of it sure, but this is not idiomatic English. The most natural translation is, I am sure of it. Je suis puissant. I am powerful. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb. Être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular. The adjective. Puissant. Powerful, modifies the subject pronoun. Je. I. Je suis puissant. I am powerful. Je. Is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I. Suis. Is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Être. Meaning, to be. Puissant. Is the feminine singular form of the adjective. Puissant. Meaning, powerful. The sentence is in the present tense, and affirms the speaker's power. Je suis enceinte. I am pregnant. This sentence uses the verb. Être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis. The past participle of the verb. Enceinte. Pregnant, is used as an adjective to describe the subject. Je. I. This means, get out, or scram. The verb, dégarpisser, is in the familiar imperative plural, meaning it's an order given to multiple people that the speaker is familiar with. It's a very informal, and even rude way to tell someone to leave. It literally means, to get out, or to scram. Je suis prêt. I am ready. This sentence uses the verb. Être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated as. Suis. For the first person singular, I. The adjective. Prêt. Ready, agrees in gender and number with the subject pronoun. Je. I. Je suis préparé. I am prepared. Je. This is the first person singular pronoun meaning, I. Suis. This is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular. Préparé. This is the past participle of the verb, prépare, to prepare, in the feminine singular form, agreeing with the subject, je, I. It functions as an adjective here, meaning, prepared. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb, être, to be, and the past participle of the verb, prépare, to prepare, to form a passive construction that emphasizes the state of being prepared. Je suis préparé. I am prepared. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb, être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis. The past participle. Préparé. Prepared, functions as an adjective modifying the subject. Je. I. Je suis ponctuel. I am punctual. This sentence uses the verb. Être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular. Je suis. Ponctuel. Is an adjective meaning punctual. It describes the subject, which is I in this case. Je suis ponctuel. I am punctual. This sentence uses the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular present tense. Je suis ponctuel is an adjective meaning punctual, and it is feminine because it describes the subject. Je, I, which is feminine. Je suis rationnel. I am rational. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb to be conjugated for the first person singular. Rationnel is an adjective that means rational. The sentence is in the declarative form, meaning it makes a statement. Je suis rationnel. I am rational. The sentence uses the verb être to be conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. Je suis. I am. Rationnel is the feminine form of the adjective. Rationnel. Rational. It is used to describe the subject. Je. I, in this case. Je me suis amendé. I have amended myself. The sentence uses the reflexive verb se amender, which means to amend oneself. The reflexive pronoun se agrees in gender and number with the subject. Je, I. The verb is in the passé composé, which is a compound tense formed with the auxiliary verb avoir, to have, and the past participle amender. The past participle amender agrees in gender and number with the direct object, which is the reflexive pronoun se. The literal translation of the sentence is I have myself amended, but the English translation I have amended myself is more natural. Je me suis amendé. I have amended myself. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in the first person singular. Me. This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, in the first person singular. It's used because the action of the verb, to amend, is directed back at the subject. Suis. This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, first person singular, and is part of the passé composé tense, which is being used. Amender. This is the past participle of the verb, to amend, which is amender. Past participles are used to form perfect tenses, like the passé composé, and may often refer to a completed action, or state. Key concepts. Reflexive pronouns. These are used when the action of the verb is directed back at the subject. They come before the conjugated verb. Passé composé. This is a common past tense in French. It is formed using the auxiliary verb avoir or être, in this case, être, and the past participle of the main verb. Je suis fiable. I am reliable. This sentence uses the verb être to be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular form. Suis. The adjective fiable. Reliable modifies the subject. Je. I. Je suis soulagé. I am relieved. The sentence structure is straightforward. Je. I. This is the subject pronoun. Suis. Am. This is the present tense of the verb être, to be, It agrees in number and person with the subject, G. Soulagé. Relieved, this is the feminine past participle of the verb, soulager, to relieve. It acts as an adjective describing the subject. The sentence uses the present tense of être to express a state of being. The past participle, soulagé, is used as an adjective to describe the subject's emotional state. Je suis réservé. I am reserved. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être. To be, conjugated in the first person singular, Jisoo is. Réservé is an adjective meaning reserved or shy. It describes the subject, G.I. Je ne tiens pas en place. I can't sit still. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Ne is the negation, meaning not. Tiens is the present tense of the verb tenir, which means to hold, in this case. Pas is the negation particle, which means not. En is a preposition that translates to in. Place is the noun, place. This sentence is a common French idiom. The literal translation would be, I do not hold myself in place. The English equivalent is, I can't sit still, which accurately portrays the meaning. Je suis impitoyable. I am merciless. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the first person singular present tense of the verb, être, to be. Impitoyable is an adjective meaning merciless or ruthless. This sentence uses the simple present tense to express a state of being. The adjective impitoyable modifies the subject pronoun je to describe the speaker's character. Je suis en sécurité maintenant. I am safe now. This sentence is a simple present tense statement using the verb être. Être. To be. G. Je. Is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Suis. Suis. Is the first person singular conjugation of être. Être. In the present tense. En. En. Is a preposition that can mean in or at, but here it's indicating a state of being. Sécurité. Sécurité is a noun meaning safety, maintenant. Maintenant is an adverb meaning now. The entire sentence translates directly as I am in safety now. However, in English, it's more natural to say I am safe now. Je suis en sécurité à présent. I am safe now. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating a current state. Je is the pronoun I and is the subject of the sentence. Suis is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, meaning to be. The conjugation changes based on the subject pronoun. So for I, the conjugation is suis. En means in, but in this context, in translates to at, specifically expressing a state of being. Sécurité is a noun meaning safety. À présent means now. The à here functions as a preposition, indicating a temporal location. Je tire. I am pulling slash shooting. This sentence is simple and uses the present tense of the verb tirer, which means to pull or to shoot. In this case, it depends on the context. If you are talking about pulling something, you would say, I am pulling. If you are talking about shooting something, you would say, I am shooting. The pronoun je means I and is the subject of the verb. Tirer. The sentence is in the affirmative form, meaning it is stating a fact. Je fais les courses. I am doing the groceries. Breakdown. Je. This is the subject pronoun, I, in French. Fais. This is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb. Faire. To do, to make. Les. This is the definite article, the, in French, plural form. Course. This is the noun, groceries. Key concepts. Present tense. The verb. Faire. Is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an action happening now. Definite article. The definite article. Le. Is used, because we are referring to a specific set of groceries. Je suis en train de dormir. I am sleeping. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed using the verb être. To be, conjugated in the present tense followed by en train de, plus the infinitive of the verb. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Suis is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être. To be en train de is a prepositional phrase that indicates an action in progress. Dormir is the infinitive of the verb to sleep. Je suis si heureux. I am so happy. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Si is the adverb, so, which modifies the adjective, heureux. Is the masculine adjective, happy. Bouge. Move. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command, or a request. Bouge is the imperative form of the verb bouger, which means to move. The imperative form is used to give commands, or make requests. Je suis tellement désolé. I am so sorry. This sentence expresses sincere regret. Let's break it down. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Suis is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. Tellement means so, or very, and emphasizes the intensity of the apology. Désolé is an adjective meaning sorry. In this case, it's used as a predicate adjective, describing the subject, I. The exclamation point at the end adds emphasis, and indicates a strong feeling of regret. Je suis tellement désolé. I am so sorry. This sentence is simple and straightforward. Je means I, this is the subject pronoun in the first person singular. Suis means am, this is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the first person singular. Tellement means so, this is an adverb modifying the adjective, désolé. Désolé means sorry, this is the feminine form of the adjective, désolé, which means sorry. The sentence structure is subject verb adverb adjective. The word order is typical for a simple sentence in French. Je suis si fatigué. I am so tired. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense. Je is the subject pronoun meaning I. Sleep is the present tense form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. See means so, and emphasizes the degree of tiredness. Fatigué is an adjective meaning tired. The entire sentence expresses the speaker's strong feeling of exhaustion. Je suis tellement là. I am so tired. This sentence uses the verb être, to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular. Je, I, the adjective, la, tired, is used in its masculine singular form to agree with the subject. Je. The sentence expresses a state of being tired. The adverb tellement so intensifies the adjective la, tired, emphasizing the speaker's extreme tiredness. Je suis si fatigué. I am so tired. This sentence uses the verb être, to be, in the present tense, conjugated as suis, for the first person singular. This is followed by the adjective fatigué, tired, which is also in the masculine singular form. The word si is an adverb meaning so, and emphasizes the degree of tiredness. Je suis si fatigué. I am so tired. This sentence uses the verb être, to be, in the present tense. The pronoun je, I, is the subject of the sentence, and the adjective fatigué, tired, modifies the subject. The word si so intensifies the adjective, indicating a high level of tiredness. Je suis tellement fatigué. I am so tired. This sentence uses the verb être, to be, in the present tense, conjugated as suis, for the first person singular. The adjective fatigué, tired, is in the masculine singular form, agreeing with the subject. Je, I, the adverb tellement so modifies the adjective, emphasizing the degree of tiredness. Je suis tellement fatigué. I am so tired. Breakdown. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I. Suis is the first person singular form of the verb être, to be. Tellement is an adverb meaning so or very. Fatigué is an adjective meaning tired. It is in the feminine singular form, agreeing with the subject, G. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, su is in the first person singular form to agree with the subject, G. Adverbs. Adverbs like tellement modify verbs and adjectives. Adjectives. The adjective fatigué agrees in gender and number with the noun it describes. Je suis en train de parler. I am in the process of speaking. This sentence uses the present progressive tense, which is formed by using the verb être. Être, to be, in the present tense followed by the present participle of the main verb. The present participle is formed by adding ant to the stem of the verb. Here's the breakdown. G. Je. I. Subject pronoun. Su is. Sli. Am. Present tense of. Être. Être. Entrained. En train de. In the process of, a common phrase used to express ongoing action, parler. Parler. To speak, present participle. This sentence emphasizes that the action of speaking is ongoing, not a completed event. Je crève de faim. I am starving. Je is the subject pronoun, I. Crève is the verb, to die, in the present tense, but it is used figuratively here to express extreme hunger. De faim literally translates to, of hunger, and is a prepositional phrase that modifies the verb. Crève. It is often used in this expression to emphasize the severity of the hunger. This expression is quite common in French, and is used when someone is very hungry. It is an idiomatic expression, and not to be taken literally. Décapé. This means, get out of here. Here's a breakdown. Décapé is the imperative form of the verb. Décapé. Which means, to decamp, or, to leave. The imperative form is used to give commands. It is informal, and often used to tell someone to leave quickly, or abruptly. J'ai la fringale. I'm hungry. The sentence uses the verb avoir. To have, in the present tense, conjugated as j'ai. For the first person singular, la fringale is a colloquial term for hunger, literally, hunger pangs.